organist Richard Elliott, playing his own playful variation on Sing Praise to Him Who Reigns Above. Welcome to Grace Cathedral in Topeka. I'm Daryl Brogdon with Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. This week, we're at a Great Spaces concert featuring Richard Elliott, who's the principal organist for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in Salt Lake City. Showing off the mighty Schantz organ at Grace Cathedral in Topeka, that's organist Richard Elliott with a bit of Water Music by George Frederick Handel. The Schantz organ, built in 1978, recently received new imperial trumpet pipes mounted horizontally high above the balcony, installed by Reuter Organ Company of Lawrence. You should really see the pictures of this beautiful instrument's pipes and console at gracecathedraltopeka.org. And if you're really into this type of thing, there's even a separate page link listing all of its organ stops and specifications. And now Richard Elliott plays a gentle piece by Louis Vierney, a cradle song or berceuse.
Thank you.
Louis Vierney was the organist at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris for many years, and that's his lullaby, or berceuse. Our guest organist here at Grace Cathedral in Topeka is Richard Elliott, the official organist for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is part of the Great Spaces concert series here at Grace Cathedral. And this is Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio. Here's a piece now by Maurice Durafle, who was a student and assistant organist to Louis Vierney at Notre Dame. This is Durafle's Sicilienne from his Suite Opus 5.
Thank you.
That's the Sicilienne from Suite Opus 5 by composer Maurice Duruflay, with organist Richard Elliott here at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. We'll hear some theater organ effects in the next number. This is a colorful suite in four movements written by theater and cathedral organist Richard Purvis. Impressions on the Writings of St. Francis, called the St. Francis Suite, by Richard Purvis, organist at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco for many years. He developed the distinctive Purvis sound, which was a result of the voicing of the organ and the regulation of the tremolo, which he insisted be set full on in a style similar to theater organs. Performing, we heard Tabernacle Choir organist Richard Elliott at Topeka's Grace Cathedral.
Thank you.
That's organist Richard Elliott, adding a few twists of his own to Shall We Gather at the River, and George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. At the 1978 Schantz Organ at Grace Episcopal Cathedral in Topeka, with a few modern tweaks recently by the Reuter Organ Company in Lawrence.
Thank you.
using the great acoustics here at Topeka's Grace Cathedral to advantage. There's a very atmospheric piece by Alexander Schreiner using lush chromatic harmonies in his lyric interlude with organist Richard Elliott. And now, some powerful music by Richard Wagner. That's a thrilling version of Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, transcribed for the King of Instruments and performed by organist Richard Elliott. After studying at the Peabody Conservatory, the Catholic University of America, and the Curtis Institute of Music, Richard Elliott was an organist for the Wanamaker Organ in Philadelphia, the largest fully functioning pipe organ in the world. He's been the principal organist for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir now since 1991. Richard Elliott's been our guest organist for this Great Spaces concert at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Recorded by Kansas Public Radio for Classics Live on April 30th, 2017. Chuck Smith was our recording engineer. Our producer is Cordelia Brown. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
The first movement of Beethoven's Archduke Piano Trio, played there by the Dahlia Trio, recorded in KPR's live performance studio in 2014. This is Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio.